The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart you never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Mr. Sinatra with Mr. Piscopo.
I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
Good morning, swing it. Watch how the old man swings here.
Please don't bring your lips close to my cheek. Don't you smile, or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Boy, I gotta tell you, I can listen to that, honestly. Just have such an affection and respect and admiration for Frank Sinatra, as you know, of course. But boy, when you listen to how those, it's almost mathematical the way those great incredible arrangements by Nelson Riddle were put together, not to mention Don Costa and Gordon Jenkins and one of my favorites, Billy May. You know, just a really mathematical genius Nelson Riddle was, like the Bach of arranging pop music. Hey, Joe on the radio, we got so much to get into. I'm going to run down all the headlines for you right now if I can, because when we have our pre-show get together, I go, what about this? What about that? Do you see that? What about this? What about that? And I'm like a news junkie, you know, and I see it, and I like watch it all day or keep something on. Do you do that? Yeah, you watch it, and you end up yelling at the television, right, because it's so ridiculous. And by the way, the way to really meditate, the way to really bring your blood pressure down is don't watch the news. You just don't watch the news. That's why I always tell you every morning when you're kind enough to join us on the program is it's not you. It is not you. It's just there's special interests. They're just trying to rip this country apart. They don't care what happens to the country. They don't care what happens to you or I or our children. They could care less about the United States of America. Most of the folks in the swamp. And they're not there to represent us. They're there for special interests to get pension and welfare for themselves. And then even in local politics and in state politics, people will take a job and then another job in the government because they are guaranteed pension and welfare like you and I will never have. You're a state worker. Well, then let me see. I could sidestep and then I'll do this because if I stay on that job long enough, then I get a salary. And then after the salary, I get lifelong benefits. It's like, you know, and not in the real world for the rest of us, it doesn't really happen that way. You know, so we try to be as truthful as we can. And talking about Millie, they're not addressing what Millie said, what he did. But when you call another country and you say, look, if we attack, I'll let you know. This is called treason. This is treasonous. I'm sorry. And listen, I'll tell you what the mistakes that were made in Afghanistan, because I mean, a third grader could tell you what mistakes were made in Afghanistan. And this president doesn't have the humility enough to apologize and say, I blew it. to at least feel bad about it. He doubles down on it, and they always go back to the distractions. Always a distraction with these people in Washington. And they say, well, everybody wanted to get out of Afghanistan. It's not the question. How you did it was an embarrassment, one of the biggest military fails, in one of the worst things any country has ever done on any regard on a humanitarian basis in the history since they've been keeping track of these things. I'm telling you right now. Also, the border is the same way. The border of the United States. Where's the mainstream media on this? You should be embarrassed. You know what? Because I don't hate them, and I'm a geek, and I was brought up to love Walter Cronkite. Even though he was as far left liberal as you can get, as you found out when he was older. But while he was, you know, doing the news, that's the way it is. You know, it was Walter Cronkite. You never knew. You never knew. Eric Severide. Andy Rooney attacked everybody. Did you ever notice how annoying my voice is? It was Andy Rooney. But he was a great reporter by it. A great wartime correspondent, Andy Rooney was. So we need journalists. You need people. That's why I love to talk to Michael Goodwin, you know, and Miranda Devine is on the show. And we talk to journalists who actually give you the other side and don't just go down the talking points of the regime. You know, it's not like state TV. That's what we get in the mainstream media. And for Bill Maher said, the liberal media, to quote Bill, he said, liberal media really scared the heck, and he didn't use the word heck, out of people concerning this virus. And I told you that. You know, even though you don't really have to listen or watch anything else, you just tune in to us in the morning, and we're always a step ahead of everybody else. And it's not by accident. I think it's instinct, first of all. It's a street sense, second of all. And most of all, we do our homework. Now, Bill Maher said that the liberal media scared everybody with the virus, and I believe that the liberal media, this mainstream media, if you will, is responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths. I really do. Because for some reason, there's things out there that we could have at least experimented with. And I told you that before. And don't call me conspiracy crazy. Don't call me right-wing wacko, because I don't really have the time to even hate or to follow any mantra, whether it's conservative or liberal. I'm an American, and I like to speak the truth, organically honest. And if hydroxychloroquine worked in Vietnam with my brothers and sisters who fought the warriors of the Vietnam era, and they took HCQ to offset malaria in the jungle, and they've been using it for 70 years, don't you look at it. When President Trump says maybe hydroxychloroquine, oh my gosh, you can't say it. Now ivermectin. I've noticed ivermectin is working. And people use it. They mask the virus with ivermectin. They take ivermectin. Remember that? Remember they put that out? Then Rolling Stone comes out and the rest of the media and what's her name? Rachel Maddow said, oh, the ivermectin, you can get sick from ivermectin. This is the playbook of the mainstream media, is to scare us. But they don't care about you and I. It's kind of like Washington. They'll tell you things to scare you. They'll tell you anything to vote for you. They'll allow people in the country with the virus to vote for you. They'll allow Afghans to come in because they assume those people are going to vote for them. See, they don't think about facts. And then also the monoclonal antibodies. I mean, that now there are in Florida. There you can go someplace for that. And Governor DeSantis, God bless him, and indeed God bless him, He's saying, no, there's places where you got to go for monoclonal antibodies. That's where you got to go. And that's, of course, kind of what President Trump, when he got sick, he had the cocktail. And there were ways to stop this virus. And it wasn't ventilators. And it wasn't yelling at us. And it wasn't shutting us down. It wasn't controlling us. It wasn't just scaring us. Every day, look who died. Look who got the virus. There's a fear-mongering press out there. And I think they were responsible for a lot of the deaths. And I know that's a dramatic statement. But if you're a young news person, and you got to sit there, and you got to listen to these old dinosaurs in your newsroom as you go through the morning briefing in an hour or so, you know, for like the noon shows or the nighttime news, you just pipe up and speak your mind. Really, because it's your responsibility as a human being. Don't let state television really just lie to us. because it's hurting people. You know, there's people are still watching that. People still follow Twitter like I do. It'll be done in a couple of years. Twitter will be irrelevant, I promise you. There's not one person, you know, under 20 years old using Twitter. And that's a good thing. 10% of the viewership of the network news, it declines every single year. And before long, that will be irrelevant. And that's a good thing because they're lying to us. And so we just try to tell you the truth. This Milley should be in jail. I'm sorry. I'm done with this guy. Done with this guy. The Russia probe. This guy, you know, talk about bad goatees. This guy, Durham, you know, oof, that guy's a shame, that sucker. I'm in no position to talk. John Durham, he might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations. Who did they find? They found some unknown lawyer, a guy named Michael Sussman, and he made false statements to the FBI. You want to know something? I don't believe him. I don't believe that Sussman made that. You know how I know? Because the DOJ and the FBI goes after everybody anymore before they have any proof. And they do, I don't believe any of this, and I'm embarrassed that this probe, quote-unquote probe, from John Durham, has come to one guy that happened to be a lawyer for the Clintons at one time. What happened? In the name of God, you know what happened. The whole Russia hoax, that whole Steele dossier, it was all made up to take down President Trump, and it came from Hillary and Obama. Where's this? That's what I want to see in the morning. That's what I wanted to see. Look, Hillary Clinton, it will be before a grand jury. That's what I want to hear. And I have no hate toward Hillary. Barack Obama will have to testify before a grand jury. So afraid of Barack Obama. Don't dislike Barack Obama. I'd rather like him as well. Have no hate. No hate. I'm talking objectively. This was a manufactured hoax against President Trump. And this is what they got. And I'm embarrassed. How much did they spend on this? You know, who was their advisor? Mueller? Is that right? Look at this fiasco in the United States government. Greg Jarrett's fired up about this, and Greg is going to join us as well. You don't want to miss that on the show at 9 o'clock on the dot, you know. Now, 400-plus cases of COVID. We'll talk to Dr. Radcliffe about that. That is in the first week of school. Is that something to worry about, or is it just like going to happen just the way flu does, the way a cold does, you know? Texas Governor Abbott shuts down 6 border crossings. Is he allowed to do it? It is a mess. Mark Morgan on the show. We've got all the experts on the show to talk about these stories. Biden's persistent coughing during latest speech spurs health concerns. That what's going on? And I feel bad for him. We're not attacking Biden, but we're saying there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with his mind. There's something wrong apparently with his lungs. Whatever it is. So let's look at it. I mean, if I had that stuff, I would want people to look at it as well. Booster shots. Do we get booster shots or not? People got booster shots already. I'll take the booster shot. Do we get it or not? You know, also, before we break, guys, this was like, apparently, did you see, and we didn't talk about it, because as the father of 3 daughters, it incenses me. But I don't even want to mention this convicted sex offender who was training Olympic athletes. You know the story. And now the FBI is in the spotlight for bungling that investigation. This broke with yesterday, day before yesterday, actually. But this is something that really has to be looked to, because during a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray said investigative failures should not have happened. These are young girls being molested by a creep, by some kind of ogre and some kind of creep. And yet somehow the FBI didn't understand this. What is going on? And I'm a big proponent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They're my friends. I have immense respect. I spoke on behalf. I will speak on behalf. What they go through, what they undercover, we have no idea how hard the FBI works. But apparently this got messed up, and it is very, very unsettling, because I'm being kind with unsettling. It is just, it sears our hearts and our minds to see these girls just being sexually assaulted, and nothing was done about it. You know, every day you got to worry about something. And also, the SpaceX crew is healthy. So the second full day in space with no professional astronauts on board, SpaceX says they're healthy, happy, working on scientific research. So that's kind of cool. And they've also spent time chatting with CEO Elon Musk. answering questions and from questions that from patients at St. Jude's Hospital. That was kind of cool. So they're really good. They, you know, like, they, you know what? Space flight. Here we go. I'm ready. Would you go up there? Would you go up in space? I don't think
no.
I would. I would.
No.
Not.
No.
I don't think I would either.
I'd be nervous.
I'd be nauseous. I'm such a wuss. I get nauseous in the back of an Uber car. You know, put me up in space. That'd be awful. You know.
I'd just be nervous because you're so far away from Earth, and I would just be thinking too much, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but you'd be so much closer to God, Debbie.
You know what? You've got a good point, and you may meet him quickly if you go in there, too. Yeah. You just never know.
Sooner than later. 20 after 7, Dr. Radcliffe coming up momentarily. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to 287 northbound. All lanes still closed here, getting up past exit 55 in Wanacue. It's all due to an accident and fire department activity at the scene of a car fire, so definitely watch for that this morning. Traffic is also moving slowly as you take a spin over to the Bruckner westbound at White Plains Road. It's an accident. Cross Bronx West, right at Rosedale Ave, a stalled car. Traffic moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive south through the 120s. An accident there just cleared away. Over on the LIE eastbound at Woodhaven Boulevard, watch for a crash. And taking a ride to the Wanton northbound right by Brush Hollow Road, getting up through Westbury. It looks like a multi-vehicle accident over there, so definitely watch out for that as well. Southbound Thruway just building, getting down toward exit 13 and in toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today, chance of showers as well, high of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Odds are you're hiring to free up time, not lose more. With Indeed, you get the platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and say you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan, because remember when we were in our teens, we thought we were invincible, right? Right. And also when you get you become an adult, you think, hey, I got this, not a problem. And when we're healthy, we don't think we need a power of attorney. You don't think you need a healthcare proxy. You know, we think we can worry about that when we're older or when we become sick. And that is too late. Nothing could be further than the truth. The fact is, if something, God forbid, happens, you might not be able to designate a power of attorney or healthcare proxy. What happens then? The state or the courts may have to make those choices for you. Is that what you want? You don't. I know. It's essential to create a power of attorney and healthcare proxy as soon as you can. When you are healthy, call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They really know this stuff. They really do. They've been doing it for 30 years. They help me, and they can protect you and help you. You'll designate, you will, who you want to make decisions for you. Call for a free in-person initial consultation with a lawyer, please. Free in-person initial consultation. Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, offices in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, or go, please, to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his company will work with global regulators on data security. Musk made the announcement while speaking today at an industry event in China. Chip shortages are forcing General Motors to idle some of its North American factories again. GM is adding to downtime at plants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Some locations will have downtime through September. Some discount flights could be coming to the Newark Liberty Airport for people who want to fly in and out of the New York area. The Biden administration plans to award 16 slots for flights at the airport to a low-cost carrier. The airline hasn't been determined yet. JetBlue says it will apply for those slots. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This year, the Tuttle to Towers Foundation is honoring heroes with 200 mortgage-free homes. a never-forget walk, more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11, Towers of Light tributes, a ceremony to read names aloud for those lost to 9/11 illness, and names of all lost in the War on Terror are being read on Veterans Day. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Council for Unity President Bob DeSena about ending gang and criminal activity that affect our communities. It's Reaching Out, Saturday morning at 8:30 with an encore at 11 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe telling you about Super Shield, the incredible roof product from Rhino Shield. If your roof looks like a mess and it's aging and worn out, I'll tell you what, you got to get green. It's a green Energy Star rated cool roof system, Super Shield is, that goes on top of your existing residential or flat roof, giving it 10 more years of life. And it comes with a full 10-year warranty on pitch roofs, 15 years on flat roofs. So if you replace your roof, it's going to cost you a fortune. You know that. And then you can get, you're not going to get a 10-year warranty. Super Shield is the revolutionary sprayed-on roof coating system that fully insulates, waterproofs, and goes on any roof surface and protects against moisture, mold, and algae. It's the only cool roof system that comes in 20 different colors. It's what I have on my roof. People love my roof. Who thought about my roof? I never thought about my roof. Susan said, Joe, you got to check out your roof. I did. You got to call Susan today, please. 877-744-6608. Do what I did. Call Susan. 877-RHINO-08. It's 877-RHINO-08. Get a free estimate. You're going to love Super Shield. You're going to love Rhino Shield. Call Susan about Super Shield today. 877-744-6608.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 726 on AM 970, The Answer. We love you for listening. Backed by popular demand, Dr. Nina Radcliffe. Nina Radcliffe is a personal friend and a pal of mine and a great gal. And Nina, I know how busy you are. Mom, doctor, look at you. Look at you on boat. Now a captain of boats, please. Right. Wait, what am I, are you going to take me on the boat? You're going to take me for a boat ride, Nina? Come
on.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Come
on. Absolutely. Let's go. But I have to tell you something. The other day I was watching 30 for 30 on ESPN. Yeah. And the Once Upon a Time in Queens. You know you made a cameo in that?
Thank you for bringing it up. And no one on this radio station even talked about it. Thank you, Nina Radcliffe. God bless you, Nina. That was the.
And that's because why I'm your best friend, okay?
You are. You know, it's so true. There was a great document on ESPN. No one talks about, hey, Joe, great shot. No one does. My producer doesn't say it. My news guy doesn't say it. No one says it. Nina Radcliffe says it because it was me doing the Met video. Even though I was a Yankee fan, it was such a great 86 season with the Mets. And I did the video. So thank you for watching. Thank you for that. With my little mullet.
It.
Did you like my mullet back in the day?
God. You've always been fabulous then and now.
I know. You weren't even born yet. Nina wasn't even born yet. But that was great. That was back in the day, Nina. I remember that. Hey, Nina, are you going to – I always love that. Are you on your way to the emergency room now? Are you going in now to the OR?
I took a much-needed day off today. COVID cases. You know, I cannot say how important it is for people to get vaccinated. Yeah. More than 90% of those who are coming into the hospital have been unvaccinated, and the ones who are dying are primarily unvaccinated. And, you know, people are concerned with mandates and, you know, being forced to do something. I'm encouraging people to do it based upon the facts. As a frontline physician, I've seen things from day one that are so avoidable at this point in time. It's amazing we have a vaccine that was created in such a short period of time, thanks to the leadership of President Trump, to get it into arms. And now I'm encouraging people to please put aside those concerns or talk to a trusted healthcare professional, not social media, not your neighbor per se, but talk to the pharmacists, the doctors, the nurses, those who've seen what happens. And, you know, try to, you know, get past those fears. We do understand there are concerns, but now is not the time. You know, in Idaho, they actually implemented critical standards of care, the entire state, because the hospitals are so overwhelmed. They're one of the least vaccinated states, and they are not necessarily caring for people who aren't going to survive. You know how scary that is? We're in America.
Yeah, that is scary. And I get it. I don't tell people they don't want to get it. I mean, what I don't understand, Nina, what people don't understand is like, okay, I got vaccinated. Now am I free and clear not to get the virus? And say, no, you can get it from somebody else. And then people are saying, and I understand the logic of it, well, then why am I getting vaccinated if I'm going to catch it? Me, I got vaccinated. I'm waiting for the booster because it can, to your point, God forbid you catch it. It's not going to be as bad once you get vaccinated. And that's good enough for me. Hey, by the way, are we getting the booster or not, Dr. Radcliffe? Is that booster coming? And do we need the booster if we have antibodies?
Well, time will tell. And this is the thing. You know, we're hearing people talking about we may need a booster, we may not. It's likely we will down the road. But the decision is going to be made not just by one person, but by panels, by committees, after looking at all the data. We want to see if those people who are vaccinated in December and January, are they now getting COVID? Are they more likely to get it where they're getting hospitalized or they're dying? Or the immune system still, you know, strong and spurious against getting hospitalized and dying? And that's what we need to look at. So time will tell, and it's going to be driven by data. It's not going to be driven by an overzealous desire just to put a shot in somebody's arm. But, you know, we do generally know that immune systems, they do wane after a time. You know, like, for example, with mumps. After time, the antibodies decrease, and you do need to get a booster shot for that, or hepatitis B. So we have to see, but of course, it's going to be done based upon science.
And Dr. Radcliffe, you have a daughter. My kids are all in school. I see in New York, 400 students, teachers, and staff have been affected with, they call it COVID-19, but when you hear that, you think like in the middle of the pandemic, oh my gosh, it's the death knell. But it's not always the death knell. Is this serious and something to worry about, number one, number two, or is it just like a flu, a cold? How concerned should New York City be that 400 students, teachers, and staff got infected?
Well, the nation should be concerned just in general. You know, this is challenging to parents, teachers, staff, and the children. We want kids to be in person. It's the best place for children to learn.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Guess what? People also want this to be over, the pandemic to be over, that this is the end run. But we're not there yet. We want to see normal, but we're not there yet. And we have to remember that COVID is a highly transmissible airborne virus that passes from person to person unmercilessly. And many of our children, well, children under age 12 cannot be vaccinated. So if they get it, they can pass it from kid to kid to kid to kid easily. And so again, you know, I encourage children in schools to wear masks. And I know that's not popular, but that's something that needs to be done because it is highly transmissible. And we do want our children back in school.
What do we do? My little daughter is at 10, you know, 10. And her mom does not want her to get vaccinated. Do we get 10 years old? Should we wait? Is there further data that we have to worry about? Do we have to wait till they're 12 as far as vaccinating our children, doctor?
Well, it's not approved for children under the age of 12 yet. So we need to know what dosage is. Is it as effective? Is it going to make a difference? Again, we can't just pick arbitrary numbers. We have to look at the science, and that determination has not been made yet. But yes, those over the age of 12 should get vaccinated. And, you know, we should start talking to our children that if it does get approved, this is something that we can do to help others. And I know a lot of kids who are saying, I want to be part of the solution. And I think that's amazing. My daughter, who's also about to become 10, says, I'm going to get vaccinated when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to prevent this from happening. I don't want to make another kid sick.
Nina, you're so kind to join us on your one day off that you take. You get up in the early and join us on the radio. We appreciate it. But tell us about because when you're in the emergency room and then people are coming in, and it attacks the lungs. That's what's scary. The one thing about this virus, wherever it came from, however it got there, it's so insidious. That is my sister Carol used that word. And that's exactly, it gets in your lungs. I mean, it just won't go away. And what you're seeing, so you're saying now, you're still seeing serious cases of this COVID-19, Nina, in the emergency room and all throughout the hospital?
all throughout. And I mean, this is nations, this is states across the nation. Every hospital is being inundated. And again, I want to emphasize that most of the people who are getting admitted, 90%+ have been unvaccinated.
Yeah,
so I want
yeah.
people to really think about that. I know that people have concerns. I know that they have questions. Please get them answered and look at the facts. If you get vaccinated, it's very unlikely you're going to get hospitalized or die. It doesn't mean 100%, but it's the best guarantee we have. And I know people are talking about the therapeutics, that there's things like, you know, there's various other medications that can be used or they're not being properly used. They don't work across the board for all people. And people are still dying, even with receiving those medications. So again, the best weapon we have to defang this virus and to keep those around us, including those under the age of 12 in our households or around us or loved ones safe, is to get vaccinated.
And Nina, before we let you go, is there, they always blame, they blame all the people who like Donald Trump for not getting the vaccine. It's the Trump people. It's those old white guys. I mean, you'll see them. But really, most people who are not, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Radcliffe, the most people who are not getting the vaccine are folks in stressed areas who just plain don't trust the government. Am I right?
Well, there's various people. I mean, there's so many different, it might be a needle phobia. Somebody may be trying to get pregnant. They worried it may cause infertility. Some people felt like it wasn't long enough time, but 2 billion doses have been delivered. I worked for President Trump. I got vaccinated on the day it was approved. And many people, President Trump's been vaccinated. He said, get vaccinated. So, you know, those types of conversations are just distractions of what the big picture is. There are 3 states in this nation that have imposed critical care standards, meaning that if you're likely not going to get well, you're not going to get much care. And there's nurses and doctors who are handbagging patients who are should be hooked up to a breathing machine because there's not enough breathing machines in some of those areas. And that's scary. The last time I saw this was when I was in Africa.
Wow.
Poor hospital where the parents had to bag the patients if they had to be on a breathing machine. So this should not be happening in our nation when we have a way to prevent this from happening. So again, I ask you, I am a mother. I'm a frontline doctor from day one. I'm the one who puts breathing tubes in patients. And I have patients gasping and choking for air. And they're asking, can I get vaccinated? And unfortunately, it's too late. And I never want somebody to have that regret or die with that regret in mind. And there's something to prevent it. And I see it firsthand. You know, I cannot emphasize how awful it is to see a patient choking for air.
Yeah, doctor, there it is, right? That it can't get more graphic than that. That's Nina Radcliffe right on the front lines. Hey, Dr. Radcliffe, thank you, Nina. I can't wait to see you soon, hopefully. Yeah, boat ride.
Yeah, I know, I'm glad on the boat.
I know, but I mean, I'll be nauseous. You'll be like really just steering the boat going over the waves, and I'll be nauseous in the back. I'll take some... I'll take Dramamine. Can I take Dramamine? That works, right? I can do that. Nina, you're the best. You're the best, Nina. Thank you for taking the time with us. Always. Have
Thanks.
A great day.
Lots of love, Joe. You too.
Thanks, Nina. Thanks so much. Dr. Radcliffe right there. Yeah, I can see you. Can I go on the boat, Nina? I'll feel like sick in the back. I'm such a wuss. I really am. Joe on the radio, give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. I speak to you as a hypochondriac and a worry wart. And my mom always, you know, it's a running joke in the family. I worry about everything. I worry about my kids. I worry about, so if there is a vaccine. And to Nina's point, I have to tell you, quite honestly, I trust Donald Trump, and again, criticize me, sure, fair enough, I get you, but I trust the last, let me put it this way, I trust the last administration so much more than this one, you know, and when that vaccine came in, I said, I'm on it, and I'll take the booster, but it shouldn't be forced upon you, and if you don't want to take it, don't be forced about it, but if it's working, and Nina's right there in the front lines, in this war on this ridiculous virus that they just will never try to find out the origin of it. You know, where is it coming from? I have all these questions. I'm taking the shot. But again, I don't hold it against you if you don't. But according to Nina Radcliffe, and she's there on the front lines, you should indeed take the vaccine. 7:38 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The city's parks department is asking New Yorkers to kill every spotted and lantern fly they see while walking around the five boroughs. Parks Department heads say while the insects are pretty, they're also a major threat to trees, weakening them. The insect first spotted in the city in the summer of 2020, and its population has grown since then. They have no predators in the insect world, so New Yorkers are being asked to kill them whenever they spot one. Some families in a dog park in Manhattan say they've been doing their part stomping on hundreds of the spotted lanternflies just over the last few weeks. New Jersey businesses still reeling from Tropical Storm Henri and Ida have a new opportunity to apply for financial aid. The New Jersey Economic Development Authority is opening its Henri Ida Business Assistance Grant Program at 9 this morning, helping businesses on a first-come, first-served basis. The agency approved $10.5 million for the initiative, with businesses eligible for up to $5,000. The application portal closes at 5 p.m. on September 24th. In sports, the Giants dropping a heartbreaker last night as the Washington football team kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired to top Big Blue 30-29. Giants are now 0-2. The Orioles over the Yankees 3-2. Mets were off. They'll open a series against the Phillies tonight. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway northbound at 137 up through Cranford. Accidents in the left lane. Tough traffic delays there. It's still busy on 287 northbound up exit 59 getting up toward Franklin Lakes. That accident just clear getting up past Wanacue and in toward Franklin Lakes, but we're still seeing residual volume. Inbound GWB, that's about 30 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel about 20. Holland about 20 in from both approaches. We're still seeing traffic on the Cross Bronx westbound out toward Rosedale Avenue with the disabled vehicle. LIE eastbound at Woodhaven Boulevard, a tractor trailer and a car collided over there. Robert Moses Causeway southbound right at Captree Island. It looks like you still have a problem with a collision there as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the thruway. Thruway north exit 16 getting into Harriman. They're doing some road work over on the ramp. Partly cloudy. Chance of showers today. High of 76. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Route 22 Toyota because, man, oh, man, Alex Kinsella and the folks at Route 22 Toyota. I talked to everybody. I talked to Iggy. I talked to Alex. And I'm looking for a car for my beautiful daughter. And I'm saying, okay, let me I call Route 22 Toyota. They're going to tell you exactly where I can get a car. If you go down there, you see this incredible showroom, state-of-the-art service center. And now, Alex Kinsella is telling us that they are paying over book value for all makes and models when you take your car in there. So get over to Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you the number in a second because you can find out how much your vehicle is worth, whether you lease, finance, or own it outright. Your vehicle is worth now more than ever. It doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle. They are offering at Route 22 Toyota over book value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your time. 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. Call for a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Syracuse and Albany meet on the gridiron for the first time ever, Saturday at noon in the Dome. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Game 3 of the Orange football season, noon Saturday on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. We got a great show for you this evening, this morning. Look at me. I'm nighttime already. I'm working tomorrow. It'll be like night mode. But that's so funny because I now get up when I used to come in. You know, we're not waking up in the morning. That's what my life is at. You know, we used to come in all hours of the night, man, all hours of the morning. And here we are waking up bright and early. Hey, let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may. And if you, I'll tell you over and over again, because you know what? It really works for me. And I think it will work for you. So if you do just a little thing. Now, you know what I'm doing today? Can I tell you? I mean, look at the clock. We got a little time guest-wise. Okay, I could lay into this. So I got a buddy, my buddy Captain Frank. What a great guy. He's coming over. My driveway is a mess from the storms. A mess, you know. Insurance doesn't even want to talk to you. You know, they're very nice. No, oh, we don't cover that. Well, why am I insuring my house then? I mean, you know. So Frank's got this thing, and he's going to come, and he's going to grate the driveway. This thing. I should know. That's the technical term. He's got this thing there. That thing there that he uses, and he's going to do the driveway. So now I'm going to go on the property today, and I'll be helping Frank, and I'll be able to help Frank. I got garbage cans, by the way, at the way end of the driveway. I got to take, because I don't like to be rude to the rest, to the two other neighbors that I have, you know. So all of that I can do. I'll be able to walk up the hills. I'll be able to jump on the machine. I'll be able to pick up a shovel and do something. Why? Because I take Relief Factor. See that? Otherwise, I'm going, Frank, you missed a spot. You know, I'll be there. You know what I mean? You know, it's like what I always tell you with the kids, with the grandkids. Go ahead, I'll catch up. No. Embrace life. Embrace it. And you could do it, I think, with Relief Factor. It works for me. It's been, like, spectacular for me. So we invite you to go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-500-8384. Three-week quick start, less than $20, out of pain. Are you kidding me? Oh, ReliefFactor.com, or call, please, 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. So yeah, what's the name of that? He's got like an excavator or something like that. Frank is bringing over to the house to do the driving. It's so nailed out there.
You got to rip up the ground, and then you have to, you know, let it settle for a little bit, and then you lay down the driveway.
You see what I did, though? I hired a guy, and I paid too much money. Not a lot of money, but too much. Really, to do it. And
actually, it's not too much, because the price of... What are you getting? What kind of driver are you getting? A regular blacktop driver?
Right now, it is so bad. My driveway is so bad. It's got ruts in it from all the flooding coming down the driveway, you know, like that.
Sure, and from your driveway being plowed, and the plow rips up part of the driveway, you know, and the salt and stuff. Yeah, okay. Yep, so you have a blacktop driveway, right? Or is it dirt?
Well, it's right now. It's like we put that milling thing in, you know, that filling stuff. And it just nothing works. It just doesn't work. And so I guess I'm gonna have to probably pave the whole thing, but it costs a fortune. Can we do a trade off, Joseph? Talk to sales. Can we do a trade off?
See, this is the greatest business in the world. Well, I need a new driveway. Can we get an advertiser on that?
I swear to God. Bob's paving.
So the reason why driveways are so expensive right now is because of the fact that, number one, a lot of people got stimulus.
Joe Biden's fault.
Not Biden's fault. A lot of people got stimulus checks, right, from last year or whatever, and they start scheduling these things during COVID, you know, as COVID is easing and they were allowing, you know, construction workers to get back to work, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, yeah. And the price of the material that you use for your driveway has gotten so expensive because it's based on oil. It's based on the price of oil because a lot of that stuff is oil-based.
Good point.
If oil prices are through the roof, it's going to cost you more money to get your driveway done. A friend of mine just had his driveway done. He's got a very small driveway.
Yeah.
He booked the guy in, I think it was March or April.
What?
They just finished his driveway like 2 weeks ago. They're so backed up with...
How much?
I don't know what he paid. My driveway is going to be easily $10,000 if I want to redo it. Because I have a big driveway.
Couldn't you just park your cars on the lawn, Joe? It saves you so much money.
See, where Joe lives in the middle of nowhere, that wouldn't be a problem because it wouldn't be an eyesore.
Well, I got a big SUV thing.
Right. Yes.
I know it's politically incorrect. I don't care. Put the gas in.
But nobody can find your place.
That thing is a monster.
Alpha male truck. That's what I have.
Right.
With my police. It's like, and I can go over anything in that truck. But people come down. When that family came down to
beyond the people, they tried to help me with my groceries. They were tripping and falling, twisted ankles. Yes, peasants, yes, drop those off. Yeah.
Do not leave them there. Do not come close to my home.
For your troubles and injuries, here's some shekels that I have for you. There's an urgent care 20 miles down the road.
The DoorDash people came out. They were so cute. And the gal goes, and it's a gal with a family. Right. And I go, come on down. You go down the lawn. Just go down the lawn because I don't care. It's like the country. We don't care.
It's fine. So, you only got to walk a mile from where you park your car.
No, no, no.
bring my groceries.
She was afraid to go down the lawn, the driveway. So because the Amazon guys go in and out, they don't care, you know. So she wouldn't come out. So she goes, "Oh, maybe my family will help me bring the." I felt so bad. Mm. So of course I go out with money. That's the first thing I did. But the family walking down my property, carrying my groceries from ShopRite.
Hi. You a fan of Ben Franklin? Why, here you go. Here's one.
But
let me give you another one.
But, Joe, if these people are...
Grant? Grant was a good president here. Andrew Jackson,
money,
not so much.
It's a mere fascination money. Go ahead. I don't need it. You take it. I don't need it. I got enough.
Which bill is Eisenhower on? Isn't he on like the $1,000 bill or something
Eisenhower.
Like that?
I don't know. It's Eisenhower bill. Say what, Joe? On what now?
Thank you, Joe. So what I wanted to ask you was...
All right, so, Joe, we have to break.
I'm so used to this. I am just abused, degraded... railroaded over.
We have to treat you gingerly. Oops, sorry.
It's ginger. You can't say that. I'm triggered.
Ginger Joe. There it is. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Go ahead. So what are you thinking?
How are you going to eat those groceries now that they touched all of them now? I'm seriously.
The kid knows me.
You won't even eat your French toast if I bring the bag over to you. You're like, you eat it.
People, I have Lysol throughout the house. You know what? I don't care who brings it down, who touches it. I've got in the house. I've got spray alcohol. Listen, I found it online. Spray alcohol. At Walgreens they have. It's not as expensive because Lysol is like $52 a bottle.
Right.
So I found it. It's like a knockoff at Walgreens. It's called Home. I think it's called Home something. It's great. Yeah. It's great.
It smells of grain alcohol. Made it in a barrel. Just put it together. It'll be great. Does this affect your hands?
I need to say that it kills 99.9%.
It's the paint right off your car. Don't worry about it.
So, no, 99%. I have that. And then, of course, I have the extra large, the big Costco version of Lysol. So I sprayed everything down. But
nice.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
What a relief.
Good thing your food's not contaminated.
I didn't say that. I don't know that it's not.
Oh, this really tastes alcoholic. Yeah, don't worry about it. Just eat it. Throw a little more garlic on it.
I am such a germaphobe. It's not. Now, listen, there's a virus still out there, so I worry. If I go in someplace, or I'm in the city, or I go in somewhere, I carry a can of disinfectant in my car, and I'll spray down. Listen, Al's laughing. That's true.
Thanks for bringing the carts.
I'm wondering if I go in like a rest stop on the turnpike or something like that. Even if I go get some candy or something like that, and I come out, I spray my feet. What do I look like?
What the hell is wrong with you? You're spraying your feet. What's the matter with you? Oh, good Lord.
It's true.
If you're out there and you see this, take a picture, please.
Look at that strange man. What is he doing?
Wearing a tux. He's spraying Lysol all over. Is he a driver? Uber?
Oh, man, that'll turn out the cologne.
Wear the tux it is, because I'm going to wear the tux 90% of the time. I'm like the Lysol, 99.9% of the time I wear a tuxedo. It's so true. Oh, Al, that's so funny. What is that waiter? Why is that waiter spraying his feet like that?
I could see when you go in the rest areas and into the bathrooms or something.
If you're a guy, I don't even think about it. It's so gross.
They're pretty nasty, those bathrooms. Why don't they clean them? All the tax money we're paying, why don't they clean those bathrooms better?
That would be nice. I'm just
thinking about that.
Oh, Lordy Jesus. Hey, 7:52, Deb's on the roads, the dirty roads on AM 970, the answer. Thanks, Deb.
Let's clean things up over on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound exit 13. It's an accident with an overturned truck on the ramp. Garden State Parkway North at exit 137. They're cleaning up a crash over there. It's busy on the Bruckner West at White Plains Road with a collision. Expect traffic here on the LIE eastbound at Woodhaven Boulevard with an accident being cleared. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Looking for advice on that new place you call home? Tune into the one and only Eye on Real Estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you missed those classic New York nights? The types of evenings where you could go with your loved ones and have great fun and make great memories and eat great food. Well, when I think of the Hunt and Fish Club here in Manhattan, that's the kind of evening that comes to mind. Especially now that they've announced that they've got a brand new intimate setting where they're going to be welcoming live music, Broadway performers, classic jazz and folk artists, all bringing their wares to your dinner there at the Hunt and Fish Club. Exquisite food and incredible drink. And if you don't believe me, how's this fit your fancy? Shrimp cocktail, Alaskan crab legs, maybe some of the best lobster bisque with sherry cream you've ever had. Friends, if your mouth is watering right now, don't wait. Make your reservation. 347-625-1220. That's 347-625-1220. And rediscover a little bit of New York magic. The Hunt and Fish Club. 347-625-1220.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Italian Heritage Month, guys. Hey, Joe on the radio, hi. When's Italian Heritage Month now? That's October. October it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So now, right now, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
See.
Happy. Happy Heritage Month if you're a Latino. Stop now. They're going to say that's racist. That's racist. Oh, my God. Hey, can I tell you about
Tunnels? Yes, in Spanish.
Thank you. And you're right. Tunnels to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. They're bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. They get smart homes, paying off mortgages. I'll tell you, this is what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation does. By the way, they were responsible. They were responsible for bringing the beautiful lights into the sky, you know, at the Pentagon in Shanksville. They read the names of those with 9/11 related illnesses and deaths. They read those names aloud. And for Veterans Day, I love this about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Those lost, who we lost in the war on terror, were having their names read aloud on Veterans Day, that is. And then Frank Siller, he puts his money where his mouth is. He puts his feet where his mouth is. Let me put it that way. Frankie DeFito, I want to call him. Walked 537 miles this guy walked from the Pentagon to Shanksville right to Ground Zero, following the footsteps of his brother, his young brother, who we lost 9/11, Stephen Siller. This is a great organization. The money goes right where it should, helping out these Gold Star families, helping out these severely injured veterans. But we need you to donate $11 a month. T2T.org. That's where you got to go, please. It's T, it's the number 2, and then T.org. And we are most grateful for you helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lumberg is the man. Joey, how are we doing weather-wise? Cloudy? I can't get a read on it. It's going to be warm, or what's happening this weekend, sir?
It's going to be cloudy today, and it's going to be humid. I don't know if I'd call it warm. I mean, we're not going to get out of the 70s today. There could be a little drizzle, bits of rain, or a shower today. So it's kind of a murky day today. But murky. It gets better this weekend. Sunshine comes out tomorrow. We get into the low and mid-80s. It's cooler and less humid for Sunday, but a fabulous day to get out and about. Get on the bike, you know, go for a run, go play tennis. Just do whatever you want Sunday. It's going to be like in the upper 70s with sunshine and low humidity, and another day like it on Monday.
We love it. Thank you, Joe Lumberg, right there. He's the man. Miranda Devine, columnist for the New York Post. And we're going to talk about the laptop from hell. She's the author of Laptop from Hell, right? And we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. Is she pulling General Milley's strings? Interesting article. And, you know, Miranda, you don't want to miss Miranda. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Greg Jarrett's on the show. Mark Morgan, Brigitte Gabriel. And you always, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.